The headlines this hour: Israel defends new constructions in occupied lands of East Jerusalem, Al-Quds saying it would not make any more concessions for peace. U.S. President Barack Obama tries to ease unemployment in his country by doubling U.S. exports. China, India, and Brazil are the targets. And a general strike against the austerity plans paralyzes the Greek capital, Athens. It is 0100 GMT and 3:30 a.m. here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Welcome to this edition of Press TV's World News. Well, Israel's deputy foreign minister has defended a new decision to approve the construction of 1,600 new settlements in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Danny Ayalon says Israel would not make any more concessions for peace. According to Ayalon, the U.S.'s condemnation on the matter was due to the timing of the announcement and not the content. The approval was in the midst of a visit by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden to the region. Chief Palestinian Authority negotiator Saeb Erekat has said Palestinians would not begin indirect peace talks unless the Israeli government annulled the decision. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon has also condemned the move, saying settlements are illegal under international law. Spain's foreign minister, whose country holds the EU presidency, says the European Union must be firm in its opposition to the move. Israeli media say another 50,000 settlement units are in various stages of planning and approval. Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has decided to suspend indirect talks as yet more of Israel's new settlement plans for the occupied territories come to light. Israel has announced it will build 1,600 homes within existing settlements in East Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
Palestinian-Israeli indirect talks have got off to a bumpy start. Israel's announcement that 1,600 houses are planned for East Jerusalem Al-Quds settlements has thrown a spanner in the works. Talks broke down after the Israeli war on the Gaza Strip between December 2008 and January 2009. The Palestinian Authority demands that Israel cease all construction work before talks can resume.
Well, the decision on the part of the Israeli government to go ahead with building 1,600 units has dashed any hope of going to any proximity talk or indirect talks with Israel and has totally contradicted the decision taken by the follow-up committee formed by the Arab League in support of the Arab initiative.
Analysts say that the announcement was a slap to a U.S. administration that had persuaded Palestinians to return to talks without Israel halting all settlement activities. The housing row has overshadowed the visit by the American Vice President Joe Biden, which was meant to promote a new round of U.S.-led negotiations. Biden came to the region amid high expectations that he would breathe new life into the negotiations. But he condemned Israel over the controversial building project, saying the move can undermine trust. However, in a Tel Aviv speech on Thursday, Biden said that talks should resume.
We believe that through good faith negotiations, the parties can mutually agree to an outcome which ends the conflict and reconciles the Palestinian goal of an independent and viable state based on the 67 lines of the agreed swaps and Israel's goal.
Well, Israel is continuing its measurements on the ground, and in particular regarding expansion of settlements in Jerusalem by using the political cover that is being provided to Israel by the indirect negotiations.
And the Islamic movement of Hamas has long rejected the return to the negotiations table, saying that Israel is not abiding by the international law and settlement construction is illegal. And now, Palestinian leaders are angry. Many feel they've been tricked into talks and that their conditions for taking part have been ignored. Israel's continued construction of new housing in settlements is killing the peace process and making the hope of establishing a Palestinian state fade away. And that's why the Palestinian Authority is adamant not to go back to the negotiations table ahead of any complete halt of settlement construction. From Pisgat Ze'ev settlement, Shirin Yassin, Press TV, Jerusalem, Al-Quds.
Well, for more on Mideast peace talks, we're joined by Mohammed Owais, who's a Middle East expert, who's joining us on the line from Washington. Mr. Owais, thank you for taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV. Now, is Israel expected to give in to demands on a settlement freeze when Biden asks for Israel to make a serious attempt at peace and in the same breath says that the U.S. has no better friend than Israel. Why is there such a fear of legitimate and outright criticism of Israel?
Well, I mean, Israel for the last 6 years have acted with impunity, and they did whatever they did in 1948, and then many wars, and killed thousands of people in Lebanon and in Palestine, and they're still building settlements on Palestinian land, and nobody is doing anything. We don't expect anybody now to come and stop Israel from doing that, as long as there is no deterrent power in the Middle East to stop the Israelis. The Israelis are going to continue building, and they are going to cross the river maybe into Jordan and build. So I see not the Americans, not the Europeans, or anybody in the world is able or capable of doing anything with the Israelis. Israel believes in power, and if there is no power to stop the power of the Israelis will continue doing what they are doing.
Now, sir, from the Palestinian perspective, they've given up a lot to enter peace talks. They had wanted a complete settlement freeze, but were pressured into accepting a partial freeze. Is one then wrong to conclude that Israel wants nothing to do with peace?
Israel didn't want anything to do with peace since 1948. In 1993, they signed a peace deal with Yasser Arafat, the late Yasser Arafat, and they delivered nothing. And Mr. Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Palestinian Authority, or the PLO, gave away everything, and they did not move forward one inch in the negotiations. So Israel is not interested in peace, and as long as, like I said, no deterrent force, even if Mahmoud Abbas and all the Palestinian people go to peace talks, they are not going to talk to anybody. They believe in power, and power is what they need in order to stop them.
Sir, Israel's opposition Kadima Party has said it is planning a no-confidence vote in the Prime Minister in Parliament for, quote-unquote, destroying the Biden visit. Is this for real or for sure? I mean, are there really elements within Israeli politics who don't back settlements?
It's just for show, and all these people in the Israeli government, Labor, Likud, or the Kadima Party, all of them have killed Arabs and built settlements. And most of the settlements were built during the rule of the Labour Party. So I don't see anybody capable to stop this government from continuing as if nothing has happened.
Right. No, sir. As you well know, Israel has apologized for the timing of the announcement, admitting it had caused Biden, quote-unquote, real embarrassment. Did it really cause embarrassment, or will best friend America stand by its ally with eyes closed, as always?
Well, they apologize for the timing of the of what they did, not for what they did. If they embarrassed Mr. Biden, they did not embarrass the Congress, who supports them 100%. So I don't see anything that hurts their standing in America with their supporters in the United States Congress and the Senate.
And Mr. Mohammed Owais, Middle East experts joining us there on the line from Washington. Sir, thank you very much for your insight. Remaining in the region, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has arrived in Jordan after a visit to Israel and Palestinian territories. Jordan's King Abdullah told Biden that Israel's new settlement plans threaten peace efforts and could lead to more regional violence. During his visit to Israel, Biden said the U.S. has no better friend in the world than Israel. He said this has translated into more military cooperation by both sides.
Since our administration came to office, our militaries have expanded cooperation, not maintained, expanded cooperation in joint exercises in missile defense. Last fall, more than 1,000 American troops participated in Juniper Cobra ballistic missile defense exercises, the largest such drill to date.
Remaining in the region, Israeli warplanes have carried out an airstrike on the Gaza Strip, shelling two southern regions. Local witnesses say several Palestinians have been wounded. The first airstrike hit a metal workshop in Khan Yunis. The second one blew up a tunnel in the border town of Rafah, used for transporting food and medical supplies into Gaza. Israeli warplanes frequently launch air raids against the Gaza Strip, mostly pounding civilian areas. Now, two Israeli soldiers have been charged with using a Palestinian child as a human shield during Israel's last winter war on Gaza. The two soldiers are facing charges for forcing a 9-year-old boy to open several bags suspected of containing explosives while searching a building in Gaza. The Israeli military says the soldiers could face up to 3 years in jail if convicted. The incident was brought to the public's attention by the United Nations. A UN report on the war conducted by Judge Richard Goldstone slammed war crimes and possible crimes against humanity in Gaza. Well, the U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia are ready to push China to support new sanctions against Iran. Gates says Saudi and UAE leaders are also open to pressing Russia on the issue. Gates has been touring Persian Gulf states. He has been trying to garner support for Washington's drive to impose tougher sanctions on Tehran over its nuclear energy program. He has appealed to Saudi Arabia and the UAE to use their economic leverage to press China to lift its opposition to sanctions. China has repeatedly called for more diplomatic efforts to resolve the dispute over Iran's nuclear energy program. Meanwhile, France claims the UN Security Council could impose sanctions against Tehran in the near future. Tehran says its nuclear program only seeks to meet the country's growing demand for energy. Well, the U.S. President Barack Obama has laid out a plan to double U.S. exports with tougher enforcement of trade laws.
For too long, America served as the consumer engine for the entire world. But we're rebalancing. We are now saving more. And that means that everybody's got to rebalance. And as I've said before, China moving to a more market-oriented exchange rate will make an essential contribution to that global rebalancing effort.
Well, Obama has signed an executive order to control the resources of the government behind American exports under his National Export Initiative. The strategy aims to improve access to financing for domestic exporters and help them promote their products overseas. Washington will also move to increase its export drive mostly in advanced emerging nations such as China, Brazil, and India. It will also press for greater enforcement of trading rules in export markets. Obama says the U.S. wants exports doubled in 5 years to ease unemployment. More than 8 million Americans have lost their jobs since the start of the recession in December of 2007. Elsewhere, Greek police have clashed with protesters on the streets of Athens as strikes paralyzed the city. Police have fired tear gas to disperse the crowds. An estimated 20,000 people have marched to protest the government's plans for tough austerity measures. The protesters are saying no to cuts in spending and increased taxation. The Greek government unveiled the program last week to make up for its budget deficit, now four times more than the Eurozone's limit. Union workers say the plan will hurt the poor and plunge the country into deeper economic crisis. The strikes have shut down schools, airports, and public transport services. It is close to 3:45 in the morning here in Tehran. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. Israel defends new constructions in occupied lands of East Jerusalem al-Quds, saying it would not make any more concessions for peace. U.S. President Barack Obama tries to ease unemployment in his country by doubling U.S. exports. China, India, and Brazil are the targets. And a general strike against the austerity plans paralyzes the Greek capital, Athens.